Today we're going to recruit the compassionate friend. This is a little bit like the witness or the observer that you might have found in other methods like mindfulness. But this is a little bit different. This is almost like an internal friend who's very compassionate. You might have somebody in your life now or in the past who has played this role for you. But now we want to be able to find that voice inside ourselves. So let's just see for a moment if you can imagine that there's a person. You can create the person and give them features, or you can just hold the compassionate friend as an idea. And what we want to cultivate is that this person is going to respond to us with compassion for our hurts and hold space for us and allow us to have those hurts without judgment. So see if you can take a moment now and imagine maybe when you woke up this morning, where were your thoughts? Were they more on the positive side, the challenging side, or neutral? And if you start to bring up a whole flood of challenging thoughts or any thoughts in general, just see if you can slow them down a little bit, in part because we want to make sure that you're able to find the brake pedal when you need to. And then imagine that this compassionate friend says, "Wow, you're really having a lot of thoughts." Or maybe it was some other compassionate statement that they might make. Now, for some of you, this is going to be a really big challenge to even imagine saying something compassionate to yourself. So you might need to begin with imagining you saying something compassionate to someone else that you care about. Can you think of a time recently where someone told you something hard and you said, "I'm so sorry to hear that. That sounds really hard." Or you gave them some kind of compassionate support. So with practice, what we're looking for is for you to be able to turn that inward. And if you can't do that yet, compassionate voice on the end of this recording says, "Don't worry. Take your time. It comes with practice."